So we set out to try and find Laura true love at last. We scoured the country on a big red tour bus, doing X Factor style auditions to try and find Laura's Mr. Right. The search is almost over. We are down to three people.
The three most eligible bachelors in the UK.
By the end of today, one of these three people will become Laura's new boyfriend.
I can now reveal that tonight's winner of Glasgow's Heat is Shep. Congratulations.
I think Laura is my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I can take my underwear off, like taking my trousers off. Where I come from. I flew from Belfast this afternoon. Who here?
What do you think about Shep?
He's the enemy.
In my eyes, this is supposed to be a serious relationship.
She says that she's your girlfriend.
Not going out with each other, but we are friends. We sort of had a few dates, etc, etc.
Some lack of communication somewhere along the lines.
I know, but in my heart, where it lies.
Okay.
And it's up to people to make that decision, and I hope they make the right decision. Make it
right. Does her athlete's foot bother you at all because it's back?
Oh, no, no, no. I've got Nana Gain. I've got an athlete's foot Nana Gain, yeah. Okay. So it doesn't bother me.
Excellent.
We can pick each other's toes and stuff. And
love that. Did she smell of sick? Because she hadn't been sick.
I actually thought she did. I'm not here to say I'm sorry. I'm not here to lie to you. It being a radio thing and being a TV thing doesn't bother me at all. Okay. That's not the whole reason why.
You really do want to go out with Laura, like a proper relationship.
Yeah, I wouldn't have flew, the thing with this guy, I wouldn't have flew the way from Belfast. I'm not giving up, oh no. I'm here to win your
heart and soul. That's my goal. And the winner for tonight is Ben. Congratulations.
Please don't. I suppose you could say I'm a little bit unconventional. How many people play the accordion? Not very many, but that's not just what I'm all about.
He's very patriotic, and if you play the national anthem, it'll stand up.
I had to spend a little time planting daffodils in the middle of roundabouts.
You've done the community service.
I have. It's great.
Ben.
Ooh. A lovable dude, I suppose.
Ben's a lovely guy.
I'll play a little tune. You probably heard the tune. I didn't write it. It's something you've got to this stage in your life and you look forward and you say, well, what's it going to be like if I don't win? Rock and roll is rock and roll, isn't it?
Welcome to the One Night with Laura audition. Thank you for coming along tonight.
I really want to win this competition because
I don't think he knows himself really why he's here.
He likes his beer, doesn't he?
Yep.
Gareth, you've had a drink.
Well, it's not my fault everyone's trying to make me out to be some sort of alcoholic, is it?
You did that well yourself.
I was. Here to say I'm sorry. I'm
not here. Can you clear up the thing about dressing up as a Mexican?
I just get so bored.
How many girlfriends have you had, Gareth?
What, real ones?
Well, I'm not in it for the fame, the glory, the power, the money. I'm just in it for love and romance.
Give us a spark to start the flame, start the fire, because this fire ain't out yet.
I really want to go out with Laura, because she's amazing.
It's now time to put this thing to rest.
Just something I've got to try my best, something I've just got to do. That's my goal. This is